This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Miles! Yeah? Gotta go!
If you want me to drive you, we gotta go now.
Oh, Dad, I'll walk.
Personal chauffeur going on.
It's okay.
Seriously, Dad, walking would have been fine.
Breaking news, Spider-Man saves the day again.
Spider-Man. This guy swings in once a day, zip-zap-zop, Nancy's
to
load. Accountability.
Dad, speed up, speed up.
You know,
I know these kids.
Yo, Miles, man, you get arrested?
Guys, don't cops run red lights?
Well, yes, some do. But, not your dad.
In your universe, there's only one Spider-Man. But there is another universe. It looks and sounds like yours, but it's not. My name's Miles Morales.
You and I have unfinished business.
The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Get away from her, you...
Ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
I'm Umar Pagan, I'm PK Pagan, alongside Ian McNally and Bahe Yusuf. There is a new Spider-Man movie coming out in December. Only this one is by Sony Animation, and it's called Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse and focuses on Miles Morales. If you aren't familiar with the comics, that name will sound odd to you because you're used to Peter Parker, but actually it was part of a series of Marvel comics, a now defunct line called Ultimates, where they introduced the world to an African Latino Spider-Man, which quickly became a fan favorite, and his name was Miles Morales.
Just saying that the Ultimates line is defunct makes me feel old.
I remember
when it was still new and fresh.
Yeah. I know. He is such a fan favorite that Marvel actually folded him into the current universe. So the plot line's a bit convoluted if you're not a comic book reader, but essentially Ultimates existed in a parallel universe where there was no Peter Parker. And
you're on
this,
a hiding to nothing with this, you know.
I know.
And you're going to have to try and explain Secret War.
Oh, God, no. Let's not even go there. But just
once
imagine,
upon a time, there was a different Spider-Man in a different place, and there was loads of Spider-Mans. Spider-Mans.
Spider-Mans. Spider-Women's.
Yes.
Although, so... let's be honest, there were also some spider things.
Yes,
was
that's
there?
True.
So let's just go with spider things.
Okay, let's do that.
Let's not. Let's just tell people that there
let's
was...
let's not scare people.
There was a separate universe. This Miles Morales guy was Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And essentially what this movie does is bring everyone together. So essentially Peter Parker comes to his universe and trains Miles Morales to become a good Spider-Man, right?
Is it though? It looks like it's just like in his, he says in your universe there's one Spider-Man, but in mine there's two.
Supposedly.
Yeah. So I mean they could just be messing up. It's an easier in than explaining like multi-universe hopping if they're just like, well, there's a Spider-Man. There's a scene in the previous trailer, I think, which indicates that Peter Parker won't be in the whole movie, right?
There is, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. Mm. So, I mean, he has to be inspired by something, right?
It almost seems like the universes have come crashing together because...
they seem to be in that forest that's in The Nightmare Before Christmas. I'm expecting Jack Skellington to walk past
somebody
him
walks
with Spider-Gwen.
Yeah,
I don't know what this movie has to do with anything in the sense that I don't know where it fits in. I don't think it's in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I don't think it matters. I think...
because it looks real cool.
Yeah.
It looks super cool.
The animation is incredible. They've kind of blended this 3D and 2D style with comic book panels.
It's like the Clone Wars 3D maquette style animation, just way the hell cooler and way more fluid.
And new, right? Mm. It looks new. I mean, there's a real comic book style to this movie that really sets it apart. And not just from the Marvel Cinematic Universe or the DCEU, but from the DC animated shows, which are currently the gold standard.
Yeah, there is a scene where Miles is walking along and there's yellow caption boxes that are floating in space that he walks past. And it's just like, it's a nice touch and just playing around. It's Lord and Miller, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think here's the thing. I think with the DC animation films, they are animated films, whereas this feels like a comic book, right?
These animated films are like, hey, we know you like that Batman animated series. How about we just give you some more of that?
Yeah.
How about we charge you for it?
But here's the thing. With this one, it feels like one of those, like the Comixology animatic apps, right? So they
Only way better.
Only way cooler. Mm. But it's just that the way the characters are moving in the space feels like a comic book panel.
It feels like a movie.
Yeah.
Because while some of those DC movies are great, I can't actually remember the last four I watched because they do tend to blur into each other.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are like big episodes of Batman the Animated Series or Justice League Unlimited, which they just, they're fine for what they are, but they're not looking at cinematic angles. And they're, they haven't got, they get the Batman's very, Batman's just like firing off camera with his Batarang and then flying up a rope.
Yep.
He's not doing that cool shot they have of Miles Morales upside down with the city upside down and just floating through space. And there's a great line from Spider-Man about like, you do it your way. You do you.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. It's not about saving the world. It's about saving one person.
Yeah.
Right? Which is what Peter Parker always says. The Peter Parker you see in this feels a little older and worse for wear.
Mm-hmm. He feels he's a little borderline jaded.
Yeah, he's got a bit of a 5 o'clock shadow going on.
But it's that nice version of Peter Parker who never grew up. Like, there's a point where he's looking for cash for dinner and it's like, yeah, that's the Peter Parker who let Mary Jane go.
Right.
You know, he's like, he's never got it together.
He's like, you do have money, right?
Yeah. And I mean, the
this
guy...
This is a guy who's been a deadbeat since the 60s.
And I mean, the guy they got to play him, I think, Jake Johnson. He's
from The New Girl?
From New Girl. Mm. He's great. He plays that borderline deadbeat, jaded guy very, very well, while still being charming.
Oh, the cast list for this is pretty amazing as well.
The cast list is amazing.
Mahershala Ali is in it.
Yeah.
It's got Liev Schreiber. I don't know who Liev Schreiber is playing
the
because,
Kingpin.
Well, some sites say the Kingpin.
But there's a different name.
Other sites say Morlun, who is the big bad guy from the Spider-Verse comic series.
Mm,
so I don't know.
Up.
Maybe he's doubling up. Yeah, it's possible.
Lily Tomlin. I was just going to say.
That's a weird one. That's insane.
I don't know. I'm okay with that.
I know. It's great. But it's just like, okay, I guess her agent's we're fishing.
We'll go with that. Yeah.
Do you want to do some... work in a recording studio for a few days? Sure. Is air conditioned? Yeah, man.
You mentioned it was written by Phil Lord of Lord and Miller fame. It's got three directors on it. It's got Bob Persichetti, Peter Ramsey, and Rodney Rossman. And I don't know why you need three directors, but if the trailer is anything to go by, sure, I'm in.
How am I supposed to save the whole world?
You can't think about saving the world. You have to think about saving one person.
One thing I know for sure, don't do it like me. Do it like you.
Brooklyn! Don't stop us now. Say, I'm all in.
I ain't worried about a loss or a new friend. This is a big release. I mean, you talked about how the DC shows don't have much cinematic value to them. I mean, but this was conceived as a cinematic experience. I mean, this is Sony's big release in December.
Yep.
So they're marketing it like an actual Spider-Man movie. It isn't a TV movie by any means.
No, this is a cinema release and it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
I think this is you're going to need to watch this the biggest screen you can get.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the colors, the lighting, everything is so wonderfully vivid. It's great.
Yeah. Vivid's the word. Vivid's a really interesting word. Yeah,
yeah.
It's really strong colors.
Now, if you don't know, I mean, I guess the big difference, you know, Miles Morales is a very interesting character. So I would recommend you go check out this trailer and actually check out the movie because he's very different from Peter Parker. He doesn't have that family tragedy that kind of drives him to be Spider-Man.
He's not
that
constantly harping on about
story.
His Uncle Ben.
Exactly. Mm. And so Miles Morales as a character, as a spider character, is very, very different. And that's kind of cool. I think that's why the fans liked it so much. It wasn't just a mirror image of Peter Parker who happens to be African Latino.
Yeah. Plus they'd already been exposed to Ultimate X-Men, which is kind of awful.
Yeah. I forgot about Ultimate X-Men.
Remember Soul Patch Wolverine?
Oh. Why? Oh, God.
Go check out the trailer for Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. It releases in December, and I'm sure we'll review the movie then. Let us know what you think when you've seen the trailer. I'm on at Umar Pagan.
I'm at Bahiwai.
I'm on at McNasty Prime.
You're listening to At The Movies. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.